You're going to read with us this morning. We're going to read some out of the book of Joshua. We're going to read some out of the third chapter of the book of Joshua and also the fourth chapter. So you bear with us. Third chapter, book of Joshua, we're going to start with the 14th verse. I could read the whole chapter, but I'm not going to. But I will carry on from the third right on into the fourth chapter. Now, stop when I can. Third chapter of Joshua, the 14th verse says, "And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bare the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bare the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up on a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea to the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan." Fourth chapter. "It came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, a man. And command ye them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. And ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up, every man of you, a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priest which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priest, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. It came to pass when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. I'm going to read a few verses out of the 5th chapter, and you just bear with me, starting with the 10th verse. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Now, I know that's probably a good bit of reading this morning, and I feel it necessary. There's more in this that I could probably ever get out or don't know altogether what we're going to say to begin with. But nonetheless, I thought about the children of Israel, and I set these five up here, asked them to come, sit on the front bench there. We just shake hands with them, give them the right hands of church fellowship. Lord, help me, I'm going to charge them just a little bit. You might say, well, preacher, you read some scripture that has nothing to do about charging. Well, we'll see, because the Lord knows better than I do, just to be honest with you. There's probably some things that I'd like to tell this group this morning, and the Lord give me liberty, I'm going to. The Bible says here, and I read in your hearing about Joshua, they had come to Jordan. They had come to the place, my friend, right before they was going over into Canaan. They had been very close. They had been within 3 days' journey several times in 40 years. You can go back and read and study it and all such as that, but they never could pass over. There's something, my friend, they couldn't pass over until all the old heads had died out. And there's a reason for that, because all them that was older, my friend, the Bible said that God, they didn't believe in him. They did not follow him. No, they didn't. The one that brought them out of Egypt, they didn't believe him. Therefore, they, my friend, wandered in a wilderness for 40 years. 40 years they wandered in this wilderness, headed for Canaan. Headed for Canaan. Now I'm going to talk to us a little bit about Canaan. My friend Joshua had the pleasure, my friend, of leading the people over into Canaan. Yes, they did. Now there's milk and honey in Canaan. Yes, they are. And there's grapes and there's pomegranates, my friend, and there's vineyards and there's houses. Yes, they are. Brethren, it's a land that was plentiful, a land that was flowing with milk and honey. Yeah. Yes, sir. Bible says that Joshua had come to Jordan, and brethren, God, I want you to realize that Joshua did not lead them people, brethren, without the presence of God being with him. Brethren, you'll never get very far, brethren, with God in his kingdom without his presence. It takes his presence. Yes, it does. Now, there's something you may think, well, preacher, these right here don't understand altogether what has happened or what has inspired in their life, and some of them is too young to understand. I don't think so. I know. I believe God can give them the niblets that they need. Don't you? Bible teaches us, my friend, that Joshua commanded the people, my friend, to cross over before the ark on dry ground. Brethren, the Bible said that Jordan backed up, and brethren, it backed up even to the sea, to the salt sea. All the water stopped. They did not flow. They went across on dry ground. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm not going to preach to these that one day they're going to make it to Canaan. Brethren, I'm going to preach to these that you've already crossed over. Woo!
You are in Canaan. Thank God right now. If so be you've been born again, you can eat of the good of the land this morning. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Preacher, there's not a whole lot, my friend, that I can see that's very desirable. I'm going to tell you young folks something. My friend, the desire is going to come from you. Yes, it is. It's ready, available. The Bible said the manna cut off. They didn't have it no more. Thank God they eat of the corn and the fruit of the land. Can't I tell them to eat of the corn? Can't I tell them to eat of the fruit of the land? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Young men, young lady, young ones, my friend, Jesus Christ will be your stay. He'll be your hope. Brethren, he'll be your deliverer. But you gonna have to trust him. Yes, you are. And I'm gonna say this. You can eat, my friend, accordingly to how hungry you are. Brethren, we had a little old place down in a Adairsville down there that they had a buffet, all you can eat. We worked with an old boy. My friend, he could eat. He could eat. You know what happened? He ate more than his portion. He ate more than two or three's portion. They asked him politely, my friend, not to come back. How? Glory, hallelujah. I want you to know you can eat all you want to. God's got a table for you. Yes, he has. You're in Canaan. Thank God we ain't living in Egypt. Yes, sir. It's pretty important, my friend, to get over into Canaan's land. It'd be a good study for you. Yes, it would. You say, preacher, they're young. They got things on their mind. I want you to know something. You quit filling their mind with the world. Let God give them what they need today. He'll lead them. Yes, sir. Preacher, I ain't believing you said that. But sometimes we need to leave some of these things alone. Feed me, feed me, feed me. I want you to know something, my friend. These could be, I've thought about the 12 stone, but I thought about 5 stones. Yes, sir, there's 5 of them here. I want you 5 to know I got 5 stones. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Woo! David had 5, didn't he? Yes, he did. You might think it's strange. I want you to know. Hey, there ain't nobody in this world happy that you got saved, my friend. I'm happy. I can tell, my friend, that you're happy. Do you know that? You can tell by the expression. Why, preacher, they some of them you ain't going to get a smile of. You can tell whether or not there's been a difference. Yes, sir, preacher, they just got saved. I don't care. Brethren, they're in Canaan, and God's willing for them to eat the good of the land. Yes, sir. They can eat just like any other member. If you've not, you will be given. If you've not read that thing right there called the church covenant, you need to read it. Yes, you do. You need to memorize it. And when I say memorize it, you need to put it in your heart. Because this applies to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is a big part of who you're supposed to be. You say, preacher, you can't tell people what to be. Do away with that covenant. A lot of folks don't know what's in it, no way. But listen, that's exactly what you've come under, my friend. You're under that church covenant. Yes, you are. I'm under it. These men are under it. All them back through yonder that's been born again are under it. And thank God, is it a covenant? And it is binding, my friend. You'll find it to be so. What did Joshua tell them? Bible said, he said, you go get 12 men, one man out of each tribe. And said, you tell them to go out yonder in the midst of Jordan where them priests are standing and gathered them a stone. Brethren, they didn't get a little stone. He said, get a stone and put it on your shoulder. Yes, sir, carry it out. My friend, and when they put it out on the other side, my friend, they put it for a memorial. Listen, church, they need some memorials in their life. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Well, preacher, they're on their own. They're going to have to gather their own stones. I'll tell you something. You read the scripture, you'll find out that they something too. Me and you gathering some stones out of their way, my friend. There's some things that they should not have to face. Yes, sir. Preacher, they're young. Thank God. Thank God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's enough age difference here. I know that, and I realize that. Brother, you might not think, but these three older ones, my friend, they got a warfare on their hands. Yes, sir. A little bit more than you two younger ones. I'll say it. My friend, as long as God will carry you, as long as God will move amongst you, brethren, you leave your heart wide open and say, Jesus, just give me more. Preacher, I ain't no Jesus freak. Well, you better be a Jesus fan. Yes, sir. Joshua told them, he said, and you put them stones over there. They put them there for a reason. And they are. I know what I'm talking about. There's some time. There'll come a time you'll have to gather your own stones. Yes, sir. You'll have to lay you down some landmarks and some waymarks. Yes, sir. It'll be, my friend, come a time when your testimony of being saved will not be the only thing in your tool pouch. But right now, you're babes in Christ. Yes, sir, all five of you. Babes in Christ. Yes, sir, you're learning. You're going to learn. And brethren, the first thing you need to learn is to listen. Listen. I ain't talking about listen to me. Listen to what the Spirit saith unto you. Because it will, my friend, talk to you. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. This might not mean much to you, my friend, this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, God will use you, all five of you. He'll use you when you as an individual, my friend, open that heart. And when you as an individual have that desire to follow after him, brethren, he'll make a way. Yes, he will. Go back. Listen. Listen to what that Spirit saith unto you. Yes, sir. There's some engagement in this thing. Having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God. Glory, hallelujah. Very first line, my friend, you've got to be led by the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Preacher, how am I going to know? You knowed it when you come. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, preacher. I don't want to feel that way no more. Thank God, maybe you won't have to. Not really. Not really. I was 15 years old and I got saved. How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? Y'all hear that? How old are you? How old are you? 2 7s, couple 16s and 15. Huh? Listen. Listen. Folks, a lot of these things ain't going to happen automatically. You know what these are going, my friend, to go through? They're going to go through the same thing me and you went through. They're going to sit in services, my friend, and people shouting all over the place, and all they can do is just observe. Huh? Yes, sir. Why, preacher? They're infants. Yes, sir. They're infants. Yes, sir. Preacher, you don't think they can shout? I'll guarantee you, God give them a shout, they'll shout. You know that? What did a man say the other night, first time he ever shouted? Huh? Listen, God's got a way, brethren, of giving us our heart's desire. Now, you may be sitting there, and you may say, well, I never will shout. I wouldn't bank on it. I won't never do this. I won't never preach. I won't never be a Sunday school teacher. I wouldn't bank on it. But God can use his people. God cannot only use his people. He will use his people. We ain't got no bench warmers. Everybody's got a place. I said something a while ago about you could eat. You can eat off the table of the Lord. You know why you can do that? You've got a place. You've got a place. There's a place for you. Nobody in this church or nowhere else, my friend, can keep you away from the table of God. And it's plentiful. Now for a few days, few months, maybe a few years, my friend, you're going to just feel like the Lord just toting you. And you're just going to wonder how this thing works, and it's just going to work. But then one day, what's going to happen, my friend? He's going to set you down. And he's going to say, you crawl too long. It's time to walk. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what we ain't got a Paul sitting here and a John sitting here and a Sarah sitting here. Yeah. And a Peter sitting here. Yeah. And a Demarius. Yes, sir. You don't know. We don't know. I said something, my friend, down at the baptizing, and I'm going to repeat it, just a little bit of it. Parents has got a great responsibility to these. They will play a bigger role in these lives than me and you. Yes, they will. But I'm going to tell you something, church. If they find themselves like I found myself, you know where I found myself? In the house of God. Yeah. Yes, sir. And I found out, my friend, that all these people right here, they was here to help me. They wanted me to grow. They didn't want me to be a little sprout, my friend. They wanted me to grow. That's what their desire is, see you grow. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you why. Because we need you. The church needs you. Yes, sir. 2nd, the second paragraph says, we engage therefore by the aid of the Holy Spirit. Did y'all read that? To walk together in Christian love. To strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort. To promote the prosperity and spirituality, to maintain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrines, to contribute cheerfully, regularly, support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and to spread the gospel through all nations. You're under that covenant. 3rd paragraph says, we also engage to maintain family and secret devotions. Listen, some of these things you say, preacher, ain't nothing I can do about that right now. It'll come to you. Next paragraph says, we further engage to watch over our one another in brotherly love, to remember one another in prayer, and to aid one another in sickness and distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy in feeling and Christian courtesy in speech, to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation, and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. Last, we moreover engage that when we remove from this place, we will, as soon as possible, unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. Now that ain't word for word, but that's the gist of most of it. That covenant applies to you. It most certainly does. Let me go on. I'll finish. Preacher, ain't no need in all this. I want to tell you something. I cannot tell you altogether what Brother Carlton Rogers charged me with. But I sat on that front bench and he charged me. I'll never forget it. They ain't never going to forget it. It's part. But church, here's your new ones. Here's your new ones. Preacher, what do we do about them others that ain't here yet? Keep praying. Lay it on. Get a hold of God. There's things that these five will learn just from coming and attending this church. They will. And you know what they're going to find out? One day they're going to find out, well, I've got something that works. I got something that really works. And you know what? You don't have to feel bad about it. It's not a bad thing. The Bible says that Joshua, the Lord told Joshua, Joshua, and you read it, it's there, I read it to you. He told him from them priests, he said, you go and you take stones where them priests are standing, and said, you erect them right there in the middle of Jordan. Yes, sir. And according to when it was written, he said, and they are there to this day. They are there to this day. You probably wouldn't see them 12. You'd have to go find them. But they're there. You know what I mean? They gonna have some stones, my friend, that me and you can't get a hold of. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. And the truth of it is, they gonna need them. Yeah. You gonna need some help. And God will help you. Yes, he will. Come get a verse of a song as far as I feel like going. I don't know this morning, you might think, well, preacher, that some things that just ain't necessary. I don't know all together. What may become of these that are members here at Mountain View Baptist Church? I don't know altogether what they'll face in life. I don't know the journey that they're going to take. But I do know without a doubt that as the Lord was with Joshua, he'll be with them. Yes, he will. I can tell them that with confidence. God ain't going to leave them. He ain't going to forsake them. And brethren, and the truth of it is, he's going to treat you like a king. Yes, he is. Go treat them like a king. Preacher, how can the Lord do that? Because that's what they are. Sons of God. Kings and priests in a royal priesthood. Yes, sir. Preacher, they ain't like me. Oh, yes, they are. The only thing difference between them and you is they are infants. They're in their infancy. Thank God. Thank God. Church, you're just shout, my friend, that God's give you some brethren to help raise. Yes, sir. Let us stand.